We're here to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the Beatles on the Ed Sullivan Show.
That's Express News columnist and Crayola's frontman, Hector Saldana. I talked to Hector in front of the South Texas Popular Culture Center, where hundreds gathered to mark the occasion and listen to bands pay homage to the Fab Four.
Hi, I'm Michael Ann Coker.
She's the executive director of the South Texas Popular Culture Center.
And our purpose is to preserve and document and celebrate the local music.
And on Sunday, they were all gathered to celebrate the Beatles and their influence on South Texas and its music.
That Beatles appearance had an impact here, just like it had all over the country.
The popular culture exhibit includes posters, band photos, clothing, the old Teen Canteen sign, and much more.
Teen Canteen was at Crossroads. Mike Nesmith played folk music there. Of course, went on to the Monkees. Christopher Cross, and a Grammy winner.
And that's not to mention other players in the local music scene featured at the center, people like Doug Somm, Flaco Jimenez, and Augie Myers.
We were lucky enough that at the opening for the Teen Canteen exhibit, Billy Gibbons stopped by.
That's ZZ Top's Billy Gibbons.
What is that sizzle that the 60s music has that maybe some of the music now doesn't?
And I just saw an old clip of George Harrison trying to explain what the Beatles were about, and even he was saying, we're a throwback to the old rock and roll.
And that's what they were doing at the South Texas Popular Culture Center on Sunday, honoring the roots of rock and roll a la Beatles. For more on the center and other arts and culture news, go to tpr.org. Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.